This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line this morning, Wayne Redcomp. He's the mayor of Fort Erie, Ontario, and we're talking about the Niagara 8, which Wayne was signed earlier this week, a group of leaders on both sides of the border looking to kind of band together in a time when it seems like relations between the U.S. and Canada are strained. What made you want to take part in something reaching a hand across the border?
Good morning, Brian. Well, this is a historic relationship that's existed now for as long as I've been the mayor, and that started in 1997. The mayors of Fort Erie, Buffalo, the two Niagara Falls, Niagara-on-the-Lake, and Lewiston traditionally got together on a regular basis to talk about issues relative to our border, relative to tourism, transportation, trade, border issues in general. And so Mark Poloncarz, the Erie County executive, thought he'd like to try to get that grouping back together. So we did, and that includes the regional chair here in Niagara as well as the Niagara County executive. It's important because we have residents that live on both sides of this border that often cross the border. They're friends, you're our neighbors, many family relationships, and a lot of business relationships. So it only makes sense. We consider ourselves to be one binational area.
You know, Mayor, what can this organization do in the face of this trade war?
First and foremost, what we can do is try to bring a calming element to what's going on right now. The messages coming out of the White House are not helpful at all. They certainly create a lot of aggravation and resentment in Canada, and we don't want that to filter down to the people who live on both sides of the border. We, you know, there's already been a significant reduction in cross-border travel between our two nations. That doesn't help the businesses on either side, and it really doesn't help the general economy, both in Western New York and in Niagara. So we're going to bring that calming element. We're going to try to get out information that's accurate. Much of the information coming out of the administration, the U.S. administration, is completely inaccurate. It's wildly false, and it's designed, I think, to create anxiety, and it's having that impact. The uncertainty certainly has an impact on the businesses, and it has an impact on how people feel about each other. So we want to assure people that long after what's going on right now has passed, there will still be those long-standing relationships between the people that live on either side of this border.
Is part of this maybe trying to get people to focus a little more locally, which might be tough, but, you know, in this time to, instead of, and I'm thinking it might be tough, especially up north of the border where you have an election coming up in just about a month right now and everyone's kind of thinking on a national level, but to get away from that level of thinking, you know, away from the president and the prime minister and, you know, U.S. and Canada, and focus a little bit more locally where you can maybe stress that, you know, a lot of local business on both sides of the border, local economies are very intertwined here.
We are, and one of the biggest challenges and one of our greatest efforts will be in trying to make sure that the leaders in Washington and in Ottawa have a better understanding of the dynamic that exists along this border. You know, we live here, we understand the border, we understand our neighbors, we like our neighbors, we want to exchange back and forth and want to participate in the activities that go on each side of the border. But when, the further you get away from the border, the less likely it is that the people or the elected officials have a good understanding of how tightly intertwined our two countries are in terms of trade, in terms of tourism, in terms of our cultural activities. So that's a big challenge for us, and we want to, as you say, try to focus locally, make sure we don't lose that connection here along the border, but get that message out further so that the things that are happening right now will become recognized as being threatening, not only to the people in the jobs in Niagara or in Canada, but also on the other side of the border in Western New York and the U.S. in particular.
Is there fallout already? What are you seeing in Fort Erie?
Well, absolutely, there's fallout. I mean, you don't, you know, if you're a Canadian, you don't take what's being said about our country lightly. And despite the fact that we do have those strong relationships, I have family relationships on the opposite side of the border, but, you know, we're Canadians. We don't like the idea that somebody's talking about treating us as a vassal state or a province, or a state. We don't enjoy that whatsoever. It is resentful. And so what's happened is people in Canada, as you know, have canceled trips to the United States. They're not crossing the border as frequently as they had. And there's a big Buy Canadian initiative that's been undertaken, and that in itself has had an impact on the American economy. We can't discourage people from wanting to protect their own identity. What we can do is try to make sure that we focus our resentment on the source of that resentment, which is the U.S. administration and not the people that live across the border from us.
I'm wondering, you know, with all this being said, if there is a real concerted effort on your part and some of your neighboring communities up north of the border to maybe take advantage of the big disparity right now in the American and Canadian dollar, does Canada and maybe communities close to the border, are you viewing this as a really important summer tourism season up there where you can take advantage of people on our side of the border looking to get away and not spend as much money?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a big driver for tourism. You know, Niagara Falls, Ontario entertains between 3 and 4 million Americans every year. We're hoping that the situation that exists right now will not be detrimentally affected. The dollar value, the dollar, American dollar here certainly is a big encouragement for Americans to come here. On the other hand, it's a bit of a discouragement for Canadians to go to the U.S. because you have to pay more for your dollar. But it's going to be hard to discourage your Buffalo Sabres or Buffalo Bills or Buffalo Bisons fans from not going to the U.S. So we think that that's going to continue. The shopping might be a difference. About 15% of the properties in Fort Erie, as an example, are owned by Americans. So we know they're going to come here. We know they want to come here, and we know that they have been great supporters of our community over the years. So they're always welcome, and we want them to come on the one hand. On the other hand, folks have to appreciate that we are Canadians and we're going to protect Canada.
Well, Mayor Wayne Redekop, thanks so much.
You're more than welcome. Thanks, Susan.
It's good talking with you. That's Wayne Redekop, the mayor of Fort Erie, Ontario.